The Deliverance of Lord Shiva. Once, a man named Sukuni had a son named Vrikashura. Vrikashura was a demon.
I want blessings. I want benedictions. I want power. Whoever will give me what I want, I will serve. And who will give me what I want? Brahma is powerful. I should offer my prayers to him. But Vishnu is also powerful, and so is Shiva. Who shall I pray to?
Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman.
Narada Muni, O sage, O one who knows all, please help me. I wish to take some advice from your good self.
Yes, what is it that you need?
I wish to get a benediction by performing austerities, and I want it fast. I want quick results. Who shall I worship? Brahma, Vishnu, or Shiva?
His plan is obviously a terrible one, for his mind is demonic. Lord Shiva is quickly satisfied. You'd better worship him.
Aha!
Many other people with similar mentalities as yours, like Ravan and Banasura, have become very powerful by worshipping Lord Shiva.
And the results will come quickly?
Yes, very quickly. Now go to the city of Kedaranath and begin to worship.
And what should I do to get the attention of Shiva?
First, build a sacrificial fire, and then make your offerings to Lord Shiva. Radhika Raman, 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 Radhika Raman.
After receiving his instructions from Narada, the demon Vrikashura traveled to Kedaranath, which is near Kashmir in the Himalayan mountains. And upon arriving there, he immediately lit the sacrificial fire by which he hoped to please Lord Shiva.
To please you, O Lord Shiva, O great and kind one, I offer you something so dear to me. My own flesh I hereby give to you. Please accept this offering and come to see me face to face so I may get from you my heart's desire. Come soon, O Lord! Come quickly! Come now! Om Namo Shivaya! Om Namo Shivaya!
Although Vrikashura continued his sacrifice for 6 days, Lord Shiva would not come. On the 7th day, Vrikashura had an idea.
4 days and days, I've ripped my flesh and offered it to the fire. And strangely enough, Shiva's not yet appeared to fulfill my burning desire. What to do? What to offer to get Lord Shiva to come? Without my flesh, I'd soon be dead. I know. I've got it. I'll offer Lord Shiva my head instead. A great idea. I should have thought of it prior. Lord Shiva will come ever so fast when I offer my head to the fire.
So on the 7th day of his sacrifice, the demon Vrikashura, trying to satisfy Lord Shiva, took his bath in a nearby lake. Then, without drying his body or his hair, he prepared to cut off his own head.
you have come.
Why are you doing this? There is no need to cut off your head. This is not how to satisfy me.
But you did not come when the offering was my own flesh, so of course I had to offer you my head.
I become pleased by a simple worship, offering of Ganges water and bilva leaves. So if pleasing me is simple, why were you causing yourself so much pain by cutting your body to pieces and offering it to the fire? Anyway, never mind. You have attracted my attention. So, I will give you whatever you want.
Anything?
Yes. But first think for a while. With the benediction received from me, you can do great good for the entire universe. Remember this when you decide which desire of yours you want fulfilled. Choose carefully and wisely.
I've made up my mind. I want such power that as soon as I touch anyone's head, the head will immediately crack and he will die.
Oh, how horrible.
Thus, I will become immortal by killing everyone else, and then I will enjoy my life.
I'm sorry that I agreed to fulfill your wicked desire, but because I've promised, I will not withdraw it.
And my first enjoyment will be with Parvati, your wife. And the first person I will kill using your kind benediction will be you, Lord Shiva!
Oh, no!
Trembling with fear, Lord Shiva began to flee. He fled from the land to the sky, and from the sky to other planets. He fled until he reached the limits of the universe. From one place to another, the demon Vrikashura chased Lord Shiva. Even the controlling deities of the other planets, such as Indra, Brahma, and Chandra, could not uncover any way to save Lord Shiva. At last, Shiva approached Lord Vishnu, who lives within this universe in the planet known as Svetadvip. As soon as Lord Vishnu understood that Lord Shiva was in great danger, Lord Vishnu appeared as a young Shivite brahmachari.
Welcome, Vrikashura. You appear to be very tired.
Yes, I am. I have been traveling all over the universe, chasing Lord Shiva.
Oh, and your traveling seems to have ended here. You have come so far, so fast, that I think you should take some rest. It's not good to place your body under great strain and stress. Remember the value of your body. For with this body, you can fulfill all the desires of your mind.
But I have something very important that I must do immediately.
Oh, son of Sakuni, relax. You are Sakuni's son, aren't you?
Sakuni is my father. You know my family, dear brahmachari?
Yes, I know Sakuni very well. Vrikashura?
Yes?
Remember what I said about the importance of the body? Your body? Please take my words very seriously and care for it.
You're right. I must be careful of my body, for I need it for my plans. And I have a lot of plans, very enjoyable plans.
My dear Lord?
Me? Lord? Who are you talking to?
You, of course, O son of Sakuni. Now, please tell me of your mission and why you have come here. If you will tell me of your purpose, I will be very happy to help you.
Your words are sweet, my friend. And by your speaking, you have given new energy to my tired body. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, Please speak more, for your speech is also very sweet.
You really think so?
Oh, yes, very sweet. Your mission?
Oh, yes, yes, of course, my mission. I have, by my great effort, received a benediction from Lord Shiva.
And what was that benediction?
Lord Shiva blessed me with the power to crack anyone's head that I touch. And I immediately went to touch him.
Oh.
So he has fled in great fear of me. Why are you laughing, my friend? Are you laughing at me?
Oh, no, of course not. I would never do such a thing. Please forgive me for laughing, but it's just that... No, I won't disturb your mission.
No, no, what is it? Tell me.
Are you sure you want to know?
Yes, of course, tell me.
Well, I myself cannot believe that Lord Shiva has actually given you this benediction.
What?
But Shiva has not been exactly sane lately.
What?
Yes, he's crazy. Ever since he had a quarrel with his father-in-law Daksha, he... No, I shouldn't talk.
Please, please, I request you not to stop now, my friend. You must tell me. You must tell me.
Well, he was cursed in that quarrel, and he has become a ghost.
No.
Yes. He has become the leader of the ghosts and hobgoblins.
No.
Yes. And you can't believe a word he says.
No.
Yes. But you don't have to take just my word for it.
I don't? Oh, I'm confused.
You can find out for yourself the truth of Lord Shiva by the experimental method.
By the what?
Make a test. Just place your hand on your own head and see. If Shiva's benediction is false, then you should immediately kill the liar.
Yeah, I'll kill him if he lied to me.
He deserves to be killed, so that in the future he won't give out any more false benedictions.
Yeah.
Test it now. For science.
Yeah.
A person who commits an offense to great souls cannot continue to exist. He becomes destroyed by his own sinful activities. And this was certainly true for this demon who was so offensive to you.
Thus, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who is transcendental to the material nature, Lord Shiva was saved from being killed by a demon. Anyone who hears this history with faith and devotion certainly becomes liberated from material entanglement, as well as from the clutches of his enemies.
Consequences of action.